We're the reason they put speakers in your car.
Why don't you get it by now? Tell me what you learned in grade school. Give it to me like you want it. Did you forget?
It's the Bobby Dallas Show.
Why is our love at once started? It should really be given to
you. New intro, who this?
Fill you up and leave me empty. Baby, was that my mistake?
Let's go.
Covering these feelings. Going through changes.
Let's go.
So mad right now, I can't even think straight. So I'ma just tweet it and delete it.
You hear me?
Knowing you won't read it. Before we get too far away.
Hey, y'all, what it do, man? It's your big homie, Bobby Dollars, and we back with another episode today. Today, I'm doing a special episode. This is the first one, okay, of this season, season two. It's my playlist episode. Normally, with the playlist episode, basically, all I do is just play some real nice music in the background, and I invite people to come through and enjoy the music, and we just talk a little shit. Today, I got Demond Thompson. We're going to call him Demond Does. Okay, because he runs Demond Does podcast. So with him doing this podcast, man, I had to get him on. He seemed like a pretty good guy. Demond sent me a message on Twitter and said that he liked my energy. And right then and there, I felt the positivity and I needed him here. So what's up, Demond, man? Say what's going on to the people, bro.
What's going on to the people, bro? you do it.
Look, and I'm the one smoking. Ain't that a bitch?
Well,
but that's
how you doing, man?
I'm good, man. A long day today, but a prosperous one. It's always prosperous with me. I'm gonna make money every time I'm alive. I mean, I'm woke. So, how was your day? How's things been going for you today?
Things have been interesting, but it's been good. I could complain, but there are people who have it way worse.
Right.
You know. So
there you go.
It's been good. It's been good. I've been productive.
That's what's up, man. Production is good. You always come out on top when you're productive. So, all right, Demond. I spoke with you a little bit earlier, man, about my episode today, which is a playlist episode, something that you yourself personally said that you've never done before. You didn't really know what it was. excuse me, man. I got a cold. I done had a cold for a couple weeks now. I feel like shit, but on this episode, here you go, bro. My wife, a respiratory therapist, man. I'm telling you right now, if anything was wrong with me, she knew in my sleep.
Wow. My mom's a respiratory therapist. Or was. She's retired now, but my mom was a respiratory therapist. I had to say that before I knew some of the smaller words in like first and second grade. So what's your parent? My mom did this. My mom does this. What's your mom do? She's a respiratory therapist. There was like, what the hell does that mean?
Well, shit, I always said RRT, man, for a long ass time. I didn't know what the hell it was, you know. But you did choose the playlist today, bro, and you chose old school R&B. All right, so within this old school R&B, it's going to be 70s and 80s music. I have a playlist for 90s R&B, so that won't be included. There may be a few songs in there, but I doubt it. And let's go and get started, man. As the music plays, We'll jam to some of this music, man. Some real singing. You hear me? Not none of this old crazy shit. Some real music, nigga.
We're gonna be singing.
Oh Lord! You thought you'd tap your throat? What the fuck?
It's my auto tune.
I wonder.
It's broken.
You think T-Pain started like that? That would be crazy, huh?
That would be absolutely hilarious.
Uh-oh. Wait a minute.
Make a good Saturday Night Live skit.
Okay, so there we go. Okay.
That's why I got chains on now.
Yeah, you say, because... Can you hear the music playing in the background?
Just barely, but I'm also hard of hearing, so...
Well, I'll turn it on just a little bit. So you might turn your mic... Not your mic, your headphones up. I don't want to have it too loud.
Yeah, we don't want to get in trouble.
Yeah, you hear me? All right, so we're going to start this off right off, man, with a few questions from my man, Demond, here. So, Demond, tell me something, bro. It's 2020 right now, all right? We absolutely know Lucifer, the morning star, is walking around on Earth right now granting wishes, okay? Because the way people die and the way life is ending on us right now, man, it's kind of hard to even understand. So, hypothetically speaking, if the devil, if Lucifer approached you right now in your room where you're sitting, and I wasn't on the mic, you was just there by yourself, okay? And he said, Damon, for your soul, what do you truly desire? What would you ask for?
For my soul?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Well, you know, that's the devil's work, bro. You gotta give your soul up to the devil.
A golden fiddle.
A golden fiddle. Elaborate.
And then what he wants in the devil went down to Georgia. Is that I was sitting there trying to sing the song in my head. I'm like, golden fiddle. I don't know, because he's gonna sit and stare at me until I answer. So, and we'll try golden fiddle.
Take your time, shit.
You know, if I think too long, I probably won't say anything. So, the first thing that popped in my head was peace. If this world could have peace and people, I'm of the firm belief that your rights end where my fist begins. Like, yeah. I'm a live and let live kind of guy. So,
yeah.
I think if everybody, if I had a magic wand and everybody thought like me, this world would be a crazier place, I promise. But just that attitude, like, we can agree to disagree as long as we're not bothering anybody else. As long as they're consenting adults, no children were being harmed. I'm pretty sure that's it.
Yeah.
Just, you know, and just be with each other, because human beings have created these artificial barriers,
okay,
amongst each other. And if we could ever come to agreement that we're all the same and nobody's trying to get over, and the people that are trying to get over, there are way fewer than those than you would think.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, why cut off the person who's hustling for the person who's not? There's always going to be, there's always that dichotomy, just like, yeah, there's good and evil, you know?
Okay.
So, yeah, that'd be cool, man. Like, if it'd be worth it, because, you know, especially if he walked in my door now, because that means my babies get it, and that would be dope as hell.
Yeah. Hey, well, I'll tell you what, man, that was a dope ass answer, to be absolutely honest with you, because from
what and bitches. Sorry.
Oh,
and
boy, you still. Oh, man, what the fuck? Man, look, like I said, man, that was a dope-ass answer, though. To give your soul for peace for the world, hey, that's hard, bro, real talk. But, you know, I don't think I would have went that far. But, yeah, that's what's up, man. Like, that's awesome, man. Hey, that shine a whole different light on you, bro. It really do, man. People see this video, they're going to be looking at they're going to be looking at you different than mine, and they're going to be like, that dude compassionate as a motherfucker.
Well, that's okay, because I can forward you some to the relatives, and my sister will tell you different. So
okay, I hear you. That's what's up. All right, so let's see, one more question, man, before we move on to reading a little bit of some instances that are occurring on Reddit at the present moment.
Oh, that should be good.
Say you're in a video game, all right, and you the final boss. They got to fight through 100 levels to get to Damon. How would players defeat you? Hey, man, I'm known for asking bomb-ass questions, bro. So I'll make you think a little bit. You hear me?
Well, there are two ways to really answer this. I can answer serious like I did the last one, or I can, again, go with the thing that popped up in my head with who's you asking that question.
Do what makes you happy, bro. You got to do what makes you happy. We have
ask me that question again, and I'm just going to start talking. You're about to see an ADHD mind go to work. Go ahead.
All right. So again, you're in a video game, all right, and a player has to reach, say, at least 100 levels to get to you, because you're the final boss. How would that player defeat you?
What kind of video game is there? Or does it matter?
It don't matter. I would think if they trying to defeat you, it's got to be fight kind of action-ish. You know what I'm saying?
So the first thing I thought of was a Street Fighter-ish type of game. Like, I visualized, like, me wearing one of the, you know I'm talking about Street Fighter, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so basically.
One of the geese that they have on.
Yeah, except mine would probably be purple. Okay, real side tangent. See, this is what I'm talking about. So side tangent. So you've seen Star Wars, the first three movies. Samuel Jackson as Mace Windu was awesome, right? Mm-hmm. So I am a like super nerd, and I've been, you know, I was reading some Star Wars novels back in the early days. You know, saw the original movies in the theater, right. So that'll give you some math. Mm-hmm. And me and my nerd buddies, we played a role playing game like Dungeons and Dragons, except it was Star Wars, and it was freaking awesome.
Oh wow!
So I went to college, and in between not getting girls, I met these dudes. Who played, right?
Right.
And so I decided to make a Jedi that, because there hadn't, at this point, remember, there was just the original three, original four, five, and six, right?
Yeah.
So I created a black Jedi, no joke, a black Jedi with a purple lightsaber. And then what, 30 years later, Samuel Jackson's playing Mace Windu with a purple lightsaber. I was like, nobody's going to believe this.
Hey, man,
nobody.
You'd be surprised, bro. Hey, it ain't too many differences amongst us all, except for the popularity. That's about all shit.
I just thought it was really cool. It's like, he's got a purple lightsaber. That's amazing. Yeah.
Hey, but you know what? If I was like I'm a Marvel head. You know what I'm
saying? Okay.
Like, I'm a true Marvel head. I've been reading comics since Stan Lee ass was junk at a strip club or something. You hear me? Like I've been
that's in, gross, man.
Hey, look, what, I've been in, you silly man, been dead for a minute now. But no,
like I said, he might be in heaven. If that's the case, if he's in heaven, he is in a strip club.
Yeah, probably at P Valley and shit. But no, but anyway, hey, real talk. Like, if it was me and I was a boss like that, final level, they got to come mental with me. Like, the fighting and shit is going to be there. We're going to get down. We're going to throw them hands. But you got to figure out a way mentally to break me down. Because if I'm the final boss, shit, y'all little punches and kicks ain't hurting me, fool. You're going to have to figure out a way to leap over the back of my neck or some shit. Like, you go, you have to slide under me and touch my Achilles or some shit. You ain't going to be able to.
Right. My honest answer though, like, I love that answer, because you'd have to come for you mentally. Like, yeah. I would, like, for me, I respect, like, if it was a video game and I was the final boss, it would be some kind of, even if it was a, it would have to be an action-y fighting game, but it would have to be something clever that the player had, that the player would have to figure out, or that the player could do. And it would be, it would have to be an RPG game, because it would have to be more of an RPG game, because you have different angles on how to solve all the problems, or you should.
Right.
And especially these, I haven't played in years, but you have many different angles to solve a problem. And so it's gotta be a clever, I don't know how you would grade that. I don't make video games, but it would have to be something like, oh, nice, and like a social interaction as well.
Okay, yeah, I like that. I mean, as far as the social go, I guess it would be more narration, I guess, like monologues by the villain or something.
Like a more of a back and forth, kind of a James Bondish, that like the James Bondish, you know, where he talks to the villain face to face. For some reason, they don't kill him right then. Or, you know, like, if you watched any anime, like, when right before they start throwing blows.
Yeah.
I've never watched Dragon Ball Z, but I assume they talk a lot before they start throwing fireballs at each other. I've watched Naruto and a couple others, but they tend to, you know, monologue
talk a little bit.
It'd be kind of like that, too. You know what I mean? And, you know, we discuss our differences as we fight and whatever.
Well, I think the only one that don't talk is One Punch Man. He let you have it, and that's that. You know what I'm saying?
I respect that. Yeah, 100 push-ups, 100 sit-ups, and running miles.
Man, One Punch, bro. One Punch. He having dinner. He ain't tripping off your ass. You hear me? Hey, y'all, it's your big homie, Bobby Dollars. Hey, man, I don't know if you've been checking out the YouTube channel or not, man, but if you haven't, you need to get over there, bro. It's like a talk show. Hey, just look for the Bobby Dollars Show. You hear me? With that money bag logo. Hey, come holler at your big homie.
She's like, where the Packers be? Never move out west to Hollywood. That's where the actors be. Never trust again if you had ever turned your back on me. Heard you got that bag with llamas, had a hefty guy on me.
Hey, but okay, so wait. Okay, one more thing then. Matter of fact, no, I'm just gonna ask you all these little 4 or 5 questions as well.
I don't care. Knock yourself out. I had 6 on my show.
All right, so
mine does the 6 questions. Plug number 1. All right.
Yeah, hey, that's good. Hey, that's what's up. I did I be doing that like that too, because I did 20 questions with Danny the other day. So yeah, that's what's up. All right, so tell me the one thing that you did this week that you're proud of.
The one thing I did this week that I'm proud of, the first thing that, again, we're going to go with the first thing that popped in my head. I have an interview Tuesday.
Okay.
I am in your seat.
Yeah.
With, two different authors, three different authors, but the last two are particularly noteworthy.
Okay, that's what's up, man.
The first one is a 4-time Bram Stoker winner for her poetry, if I'm not mistaken. And the other, it has his, I want to say his sci-fi series has an option for Netflix.
Oh, that's hard.
So I was like, yeah, that's awesome.
Man, make sure you tag me when you drop them. I want to check them out and shit.
It's gonna be a little bit because I've got a lot in the hopper as far as needing to edit some, but I will definitely let you know for sure.
Right, that's why I say just tag me, shit, because I'm the same way, bro. I still got 5 videos I need to edit right now, and
man,
you know, I got a lot going on too. So, and then your video now, I got 6, shit. So, so I got a few of them. I'm working. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up, man. That's what's up. So, tell me this, man. So since you said nerds, what would be the most expensive video game that you've purchased recently?
I haven't played video games in ages. I just don't have the attention span for it. They become so involved now.
They are.
It started to go downhill. To give you a frame of reference, probably Tony Hawk, Tony Hawk 3 is probably my favorite video game.
Okay. Yeah, that's old.
That's how long I used to work at Electronics Boutique, which is now GameStop, I think. That's how long ago it's been.
Didn't that turn into Babbage's?
Babbage's, and I believe Babbage's and Electronics Boutique formed. I think Babbage's bought Electronics Boutique.
Okay.
They combined and became GameStop, I want to say. Yeah, I'm not 100% sure on that. If I'm wrong, I deserve the right to be wrong.
I don't remember, bro. I ain't gonna lie. I don't remember.
So video games is gonna be a little. I completely forgot what the question was. Something about video games. What was it? Oh, the most expensive video game. I did go through a period. I don't remember how much they cost, and it's probably they weren't too terribly expensive. But I went through a period where I was I'm a huge wrestling fan.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Well, if you want to get into that, that's a rabbit hole that it's a little weird. And you'd be surprised.
I don't watch wrestling.
Yeah. Well, okay, good. But I was a huge wrestling fan, and I love Japanese wrestling games.
Okay.
So
I've heard about those.
So I would buy the import Japanese wrestling games that had, you know, all the Japanese wrestlers on it, and they had a lot of the Americans as well, because, you know, back then they would go over, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so those were probably pretty expensive. There's a couple fighting games that I bought that were from Japan as well that were pretty expensive, but nothing like extravagant. Probably 70, long answer, Kevin Hart, about 75 bucks.
That's what's up. I think the most expensive that I spent is $100, and that was on that Kobe Bryant edition 2K. I want to say it was 2K20 or something. Not 2K20, 2K19 maybe.
Oh, really? Wow.
Whichever one it was, I think it was either 18 or 19, but they had like a deluxe version. And I want to say it was the Kobe Bryant one, if I'm not mistaken, and it was $100. And it came with like 100,000 extra coins and different stuff so you can build your character up and all of that. And I dropped it quick. Like, and it was one of the things too where it was like, if you get it early and spend the whole 100, they'll give you like 35,000 extra. So I had like 135,000 VC is what it's called, virtual currency, to build up my character for my story. And man, shit, I use that shit up so quick, man. I still wound up spending about $40-$50 more on VC.
Dang, seriously? Wow. Yeah, I'm glad. I thought they were gonna be expensive when they went online. I'm like, yeah, it's too steep in my blood. I'm good.
But it's fun. Like that new Avengers game, I'm playing that right now on PS4. And it's actually pretty fun because they did it like GTA. Not necessarily meaning open world, you know, like that. But like, you got to beat the story mode in order to open up the season package for the online mode. You know what I'm saying? So that way you can start playing online.
Okay. Gotcha.
And once you get online, bro, shit, that's when you can team up with 4 to 6 players and y'all can do the missions and different stuff. They got all brand new everything every day.
How many characters do they have that you can play, or can you make your own?
Now, they got a set. That's why you got to play through the story mode, because that's how you actually unlock all the characters. And it's basically everybody, you know, Cap, Hawkeye, Black Widow, Hulk, Iron Man, Thor, Miss Marvel, Black Panther. Man, it's a gang of them. And then they still adding patches. Like every month or so, they add a new character. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I could not get involved in that, man.
Man, I love it, bro. I be playing. Dudes be talking about, I done put in 200 hours. I'm 300 hours. I'm like, bro, I ain't playing that tough. But
jeez, dude, I got things to do, man. Don't you eat? Don't you have a job? I'm jealous if you don't. I ain't going to hate on you for that. But dang, man.
Man, the only game I play like that is the Sims. I play Sims 4 like that. You know what I'm saying? And when they added Wicked Whims, oh, bro, like.
What are Wicked Whims?
Oh, man. Wicked Whims is a program that you add to your Sims, and they basically turn the Sims sex into, like, porn. Like, they naked, they show penises and vaginas and boobs. And, bro, I got straight.
This the hard left?
Look, listen.
Get it? Me. Hard left, man.
I done made straight pornos with my Sims, and I got them on my computer. I ain't straight in the club, threesomes, all kinds of shit. You know, when you do something for so long, bro, and you get so accustomed to everything that you're doing, when they add something new like that, you just literally go overboard because it was supposed to be for naturalism.
Well, yeah, you know what? Who am I to judge, man? We all got our stuff.
Right. Hey, I love it, man. I play it just to be playing, but I ain't played The Sims 9 about maybe 3 or 4 months. You know what I'm saying?
For shame.
I had to let it go, man. I had to let it go. It was just, actually, I traded The Sims in for the podcasting. You know what I'm saying? Because I started getting back heavy into podcasting about 3 or 4 months ago.
Did you trade it in for equipment, or what did you trade it in for?
No, I'm saying like,
oh, you just gave up The Sims for podcast.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
I stopped playing this shit. Yeah. That's what's up, man. So Damon, tell me this, man, what you miss the most about high school?
Nothing.
Really?
I don't miss anything about it. I don't. Yeah. I've been to one reunion, and I haven't been back since, and I'm not going back.
Wow.
I did not like high school. Like, some of my best friends are from high school. Like, we're friends to this day.
Right. Okay.
I would not go back. I would, no. And I kid people who are like, oh, high school is the best time of your life. And I'm like, that means you didn't do anything. You haven't done anything since you left high school, dude, because I've had an absolute ball since I got out.
Right.
I've done everything I wanted to do. Like, when I became grown, I said, F it, I am grown. Yeah. And I've done all kinds of crazy stuff. So,
yeah.
So, yeah, and everybody's different. Everybody's got their, you know, everybody's got their path. And mine's just different than everybody else's, just like everybody else's. So I guess I'm unique, just like everybody else.
Yeah, man. We all unicorns. You hear me? Everybody, shit, for real. But, well, you're as silly as hell, man.
Yes, I am.
But for the most part, though, yeah, man, we all unique in our own brand, man. So it's all good. Okay, so tell me this then. If you really didn't enjoy high school and didn't really trip off high school like that. You had the most fun when you got out and you've been enjoying yourself. I want to say, what's the most joyous thing that you could say right now that you've done that you just live like that's your positive spirit animal? That's just like every time you think about it, it make you smile and you say, man, I did that. That was awesome.
I have a couple different things. Hey, baby. Mm-hmm. Say hi to Bobby.
Hi to Bobby.
He said, hi to Bobby.
What's going on?
That's my lovely wife, Krista.
Yeah, that's what's up, man.
Hey now. Hey.
Let me explain something to you, bro. October the 14th, I would have been married for 20 years, nigga. I do not want nobody else's woman. I promise you.
Congratulations. You got her just where you want her. You got her worn down. She can't leave now.
Man, I will fight a nigga if he tell me, man, you want to trade wives? You want to get with man? I don't know, man. Nigga, are you nuts? You crazy?
I just finally understand this one. Why do I want to go back? It's like going back to high school.
Hey, but truth be told, man, me and my wife been together since I was 18. Like, we dated for 5 years and then got married in 2000. We've been married 20 years in October.
Wow.
So now, if there is an opportunity, and I think she would agree that we ever ended up single or something like that, we probably would never be in another relationship or get married to somebody else or nothing like that. And then you get so accustomed to everything. You know what I'm saying? Marriage is love and honor and all of that. But then I want to say after 10 years, it starts to become more of a convenience. You know what I'm saying? Two cars, two incomes, two parents, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I guess.
Yeah.
I just see it as, well, I get it. I do get that.
Yeah.
I see it as a more of a partnership, to be honest. If it's done well, and my wife and I are, you know, we're getting to that point where we're wearing each other down.
You know? It's like wearing each other. I heard that.
I leave the seatbelt. I leave the seat down now. You know, things like that.
Hey, that's what's up, man. Progress is key. But look,
joyous thing. Okay, I've had a few. There've been like a couple of recent ones I've had during podcasting because of the interviews I've been doing. I've been interviewing Black speculative authors.
Okay.
And well, Black authors, basically. There'll be a couple of white women down the road, but anyway.
down the road. That's what's up.
Well, I mean, I'm literally like web got taped now. I'm up to probably the mid, I want to say late October, middle of November-ish. So like it'll be a minute.
Okay.
So I talked to Derek Ferguson, who writes a character by the name of Dylan. Do you know who Doc Savage is?
Doc Savage. No, I've never heard of Doc Savage.
Doc Savage is a pulp character from the 30s who Superman was based off of. He's kind of like this. He'd be a Mary Sue now. Like he's super smart, super strong. He knows everything. Like, but it's just adventure
okay,
stories.
You. I got you. I see.
But they're adventure stories. Well, okay. If you combine that guy with James Bond with Shaft, you'd have Dylan.
Okay.
And the stories are the stories are like high action and awesome. So I finally got a wild hair up my butt and I emailed the author. I'm like, you see, like I've heard interviews with him and stuff, and you know, he seems pretty cool. So I'm like, hey, what the hell? What's the worst thing to say? No. I emailed him. He's like, yeah, I'd love to. I'm like, oh. I got to interview him on my birthday.
Oh, that's what's up, man. Well, happy
that was pretty
birthday.
Cool.
Happy
that was pretty cool.
Birthday. Yeah.
Thank you. So that was pretty cool. And then a couple of who else, man? Penelope Flynn gave me that feeling too. Just as much knowledge as she shared. It was just. And then I can take a farther back, probably 20 something years ago. There's all kinds of things in between, but. A high watermark, I tell everybody this. I used to be in the WWE.
Ah, okay.
So I was there for, I tell people all the time that I, most people have their 15 minutes of fame. I have 3 minutes left.
Hey, but that's what's up, bro. Like, hey, that's love, man. Shit, man. Hey, that's just like accomplishing a dream, bro. Like, That's what's up. Like, I think right now at this present moment, I think for myself personally, my short-term goal is to get like 100 fucking subscribers on my YouTube channel.
Man, that would be nice, right?
Yeah, that's like...
I'd like 100 downloads. Hey.
Man, that's like all I want.
Demond does on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever podcasts are downloaded. That's pitch two.
There you go. Hey, you gonna get pitch three at the end of the show. You're gonna be able to tell them everything you need to know. You hear me? That's what's up, man. Okay, so all right. Well, speaking of, since we doing that, let's do it the right way. You are the host of Demond Does Podcast. Tell us about your show.
Okay. Well, it's Demond Does, where the same six questions can tell a unique story.
Okay.
So, I'll explain the concept of like how I came up with it. Maybe that'll help. So, I knew I wanted to get out of my current occupation, and I wanted to do something that fits me and suits me. Mm-hmm. And I've had, oh snap!
I knew you was gonna catch one of them. Hey, but then for everybody that's listening and watching this right now, man, this is what these playlists do to you, man. You be in the middle of an interview doing your thing and be like, wait a minute, oh shit. Hey, these playlists, man, they'll get you every time. I promise.
Well, I really like this. I may have to use this idea one of these days. That's dope. What was I talking about?
Man, see,
we were talking about, what did you ask? You asked me.
You were telling me about the show. You were telling me about
the show. Oh, yeah. So, I had been everywhere I've worked in mostly service type jobs. It's just, I like to help people. It's a natural thing for me. I'm a massage therapist by trade.
Okay.
At the moment. And, every place I've worked, one or two people's like, I always loved our conversations. Like, they'll say that exact phrase. I love our conversations.
That's what's up.
And so I'm like, well, how can I do that? And, you know, because I had already been thinking about podcasting and some other things. I'll get to the how I came up with Demond Does in a second. Yeah. And so I'm like, okay, well, I realized I like meeting people and hearing their stories. I like hearing, because everybody, like I said, everybody's got a unique story. Like,
it's intriguing, bro. It's so.
And you have, like, everybody's had an experience. So when I was working, I waited tables for a while. And once I got, you know, it became a routine, what I would do is I'd play this game. Like, if I can get these people to talk to me, I'm going to get them to tell me something that they wouldn't normally tell somebody.
Oh, that's hard.
And so what would happen is if people are more receptive to talking to others and you can tell. Yeah. And every single time, once we got to talk, I'm like, they're going to tell me something I didn't expect. That's what it was. Not something they wouldn't necessarily say, but something that I would not expect. Like, one time I had this dude all tatted up and found out he was a doctor. it was all sleeved up. And I was like, oh, that's cool. One couple, I walk up there, they're like, oh, yeah, do you know where the nearest porn store is? I'm like, wow, that didn't take long. It was weird. So I enjoy hearing people's unique experiences and a lot of their takes on things. I try to stay away from politics because really it's a good way for me to not like you anymore.
No politics.
So, right. Man, religion, I don't mind because, man, I don't care.
Yes.
I got you. Respect you.
Man, hold on, man. Hold on, man. We have to stop for a second. This is the break time where we normally get busy, man. But
Never going to get it.
But we checking, man.
Well, these days, I Should we explain what my show is about?
Yeah, man. we here with DeMond, man, from DeMond Does Podcast. He explaining to me right now how his show is going, man. Hey, man, dude funny as hell to me, man. I'm enjoying myself. He's silly as hell. Hey, check him out, though, man. Hey, come on with it, bro. So the show, all right, like you said, six questions. And it's basically it's basically you getting people to open up and tell you things that they normally would not tell other people.
Well, not necessarily, but that's how I got to this point. Okay. Now, the six questions are the same six questions for everybody. Now, I do research before, as much as I can, do research beforehand so I know a little bit about them so I can ask, so when the time comes up, I can slide the question, slide the extra question in there or whatever. Because one of my questions, number five is there anything I should have asked but didn't? Now, the first time I asked that, the person said, "No, you're good." I was like, "Oh crap!" And I didn't have anything. I didn't have anything prepared. It was the first time I had ever really interviewed somebody. It was somebody I knew, and I'm like, "Oh, you sticker." So now I do research, and I almost never, nobody ever says, "No, you've asked everything I want to know. Is there anything you want to know?" And then I'm like, "Oh, as a matter of fact, there is." And you know, hit them with something that I found in research or whatever. I'll go through them real quick. It's when did you know you wanted to do what you do? Because I'm looking for people with either interesting occupations. I have a friend who's a mortician I still need to interview. Wow. You know, I'm interviewing writers. I've interviewed wrestlers, newscasters, like an Emmy award winning newscaster with wrestling as his side hustle. Interviewed a guy who's now in Georgia. I want to say the Atlanta area. I'm not 100% positive, but he's in Georgia. He's a mentor. He's a FCA like mentor or something. Uh-huh. And, but I met him as an announcer and all, and we told some crazy stories too. So like all these people, and then I've been doing a lot of authors. So, you know, authors have some interesting ways of putting things and I've learned a lot of things about being creative and different ways of looking at being creative. It's been awesome. When did you know you want to do what you do? What do you wish you had known when you started out? Okay. Number three, what is your go-to order at your favorite hometown restaurant? I'm looking for places to eat. Number four, what are you curious about?
Okay.
That's probably my favorite question because you get some really cool answers out of that one.
Hey, you can get some good shit out of that one.
You get some real cool answers out of that one. It's probably my favorite. Number five is is there anything I should have asked but didn't? And number six, again, this isn't one I like because a lot of people come up with some really cool ones too, is if you were to create a new holiday, what would it commemorate?
Oh, wow. Hey, that's deep. I like that.
We just have fun. I do like I do with you. During the interview, I try to make them laugh and stuff. It's usually all in the pre-chat and stuff because they're mostly answering questions. But you know, it's and people, people like to talk about themselves. Like the reason I'm talking so much now because I get to talk about me. At least I'm honest about it. People like to talk about themselves because people don't usually listen. So I am going, I want you to talk about you, talk about what you love. I want you to tell me all about it. And I'm going to sit here and listen to every single word of it and enjoy it. And somebody else out there probably will too. Well, I still don't know who my target market is.
When you're listening, you're learning, bro. So that's what's up. Yeah. Hell yeah. I mean, I like that though, man. Them questions is, they nice, man. Like when you're doing questions, man, it's more so about the randomness of the questions. Like when I do my interviews, you'll never know what to expect because I might ask you like something about your kids and you on a high, like, yeah, man, you know, my kid, love him. What's the most tragic thing that ever happened to you? And now that high just, you know what I'm saying? So that kind of shit, man, like I like it because it really makes people open up, like you said. And I'm not gonna stunt, bro. That number five question, hey, that's real shit right there. I like that. You know what I'm saying? I like that number five a lot, bro. But I ain't gonna steal your question. Don't think that, but I like that.
The reason I have six questions is because there's originally going to be five. Okay. And I had a list of 10, and I was like, I can get rid of that. And there was four I could get rid of. And when I got to these six at the time of the questions that, you know, when I was putting it all together, I'm like, yeah, I really don't want to get rid of any of these. So it wound up being six questions instead of five.
I like that, man. That's hard though. That's what's up, man. So the show, man, that you got, it sounds like it's pretty fun, and it sounds like it's above water. It ain't like no mid-level ass show. Like, it sound like you really talk to some good people, man, if you're choosing those type of occupations. And, you know, that's hard, man. I like that, man. I commend you on that one. And I'm not going to stunt. Like, I hadn't listened to your show until today. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was – man, I be so busy, and I'm not going to lie to you. I own a lawn care and landscaping service.
And people got stuff to do. I get it.
Man, no, but that's not – like, that's no excuse that I would come with for that. It's just like – I make playlists on Spotify sometimes, and I incorporate certain things into the playlist. So what Spotify does for me, and I think I was telling Marco this, I don't know who I was telling this to, but what Spotify does for me is that I have a playlist called Twitter Artist. And if you're a podcaster on Twitter, I follow you and I throw you in that playlist. And it basically it merges the playlist for me. So I hear a Trey Songz song, then I hear Lil Baby, then I hear Da Baby, and then Marco podcast come on. And then I listen to that for an hour, and then Akeem podcast come on. And then I listen to that for an hour, and then shit, Whitney Houston to come on, and then Michael Jackson to come on. Like that's the way it's all kind of, and that's why sometimes you'll be like, damn, you'll see me post on my thing, like listening to, and it'll be music, then a podcast, you know, then music again, then, you know, it just all be in my playlist like that shit. I guess Spotify know what I like. Shit, who knows, man?
But we are Skynet.
Okay, so we on a playlist show. It was only right that I asked, what's on your playlist right now?
I don't listen, honestly. I don't listen to a lot of music. I listen to a lot of podcasts.
Yeah.
But I do listen, and I listen to audiobooks. So let me see. I have The Great Course, Take My Course, Please, which is Philosophy on Humor.
Oh, okay.
I've got the Creative Thinkers Toolkit, which is really cool. Because the first couple of ones talk about lateral thinking, and like when you listen to comics or when you listen to people, I've noticed when you listen to people roast each other.
Yeah,
you can hear like the sidestep movements that they're doing mentally to get to where they're at. It's really cool. I'm a weird guy. I get into stuff like NLP and like language of influence.
Yeah.
Things like that. Yeah, I like learning stuff. And believe it or not, most of my music has a background like noise function or like something jarring for my imagination. Like I listen to wrestlers' theme songs, and like I'll be walking through the neighborhood doing people's poses and stuff, and just it lightens my mood, man. And it's my neighbor's like, well, there goes the mind.
That's
there goes
that the energy, mind. Bro. Hey, but they love that, though. And if you didn't do it one day, they'll wonder what's wrong with you. You know what I'm saying?
Right. They'll be asking. I'm like, is the man okay? They'll be on the Facebook group.
Hey, that's love, man. Hey, but you know what, man? We need more people with that type of energy, man, and that kind of spunk. You know, like, the world has lost all its compassion, man. It ain't like nobody's striving to be good people anymore. Everybody's striving to survive now. You know what I'm saying? And if I got to kill you to get by, I got to kill you then. You know, that's just the way people think right now. You know what I'm saying? That's the motto. So all the little guys with their tight pants and their man purses with their little guns in them, like, you got to be careful, man. It's
Did you crazy, say though. Man purses with their little guns in them?
Yeah, man.
That's so sad.
It's a lot
Look,
of
bitch. Man. It's Look, bitch.
There's a lot of them.
Pow, pow.
Throwing their hair out their face and shit, and got their little book on, little purse on and shit. Nigga, I pulled this motherfucking Glock 22 out. Get the fuck out of here, man. I don't know, man.
I would end up getting shot because I'd be stunned just looking at them like, are you serious right now?
Oh, I don't.
I got stuff to do.
Yeah, man.
Put the purse down. Put the little dog down.
Keep to myself, man, and just be
keep
cool.
Keep your Paris Hilton dog. Your little purse. And boy, you get Nicole Richie, Lionel, the Commodores, all them, and get the hell on.
Oh, man. Hey, real talk, man, because it's just weird out here nowadays, man. Tell me then, since you say you like, you know, into the nerd thing and all of that, tell me, what's the weirdest shit you done bumped into just being out, just on the street one day? Just what's the weirdest thing you done seen and been like, what the hell?
The weirdest thing, bumping in the street, just bumping into the street. Ugh.
Just walking around, just going to the store, just out and about, and you just like, what?
Oh, this is gross. So I'm walking in the mall, right? Yeah, we still have those.
Yeah.
They're not really open now, but I was walking through the mall. I can't remember why I was there. Just trying to get some exercise, and I walk. The bathroom is in like one of the wings. Like it's on the. So it's kind of in the corner, huh?
I said you said bathroom, but then you said gross in the beginning. I'm waiting, bro.
It's way worse than you think, too. It's way worse. There's no body. Oh, there are no body fluids involved in this story, okay, but it's gross.
Oh shit.
So I walk. So I'm walking down. I'm just speed walking or whatever. I can't remember what I was waiting on.
Yeah.
And you know, just the bright white tile and just kind of, you know, just doing my thing, kind of in my own little world as usual.
Right.
And I look to my right, that's in the and it's like off where the bathrooms are. You have to walk back a little bit, and then the left is the men's, the right is the women's. And there's like a little bench there, like right court towards the front. Closer to me.
Okay.
And I look over and I see more skin that I see a girl sitting on a guy's lap.
Okay.
And I see more skin than I should.
Okay.
Like she's got her shirt off.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, am I seeing what I think? Curiosity got the better of me, right?
Oh.
And I shouldn't have gone back.
Oh man, I don't know.
Cause there's something that caught my eye, and I was like, there's no way I just saw this. Please, Lord, let me. Nobody's gonna believe me, cause I don't think I've actually retold the story. So I do a quick loop and walk around, cause I want to, cause I'm pretty sure they saw that I was there.
Okay.
So they saw my face. So they're getting themselves together. They remember they're in public, right?
Okay.
And I walked past, and there were a couple of special needs adults making out.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Hey, your mental health matters. Are we talking autism, or are we talking like no leg, no handicap type special? Like, what are we talking?
Nothing. No, it was more. Yes, it was more. More autism, less. It was more autism, less wheelchair. Yeah. That was probably terrible. That if I offended somebody with that, I did not mean to, and you have my apologies.
God, Jesus Christ.
They're just terrible jokes. I you have my humblest apologies. Cause nobody'll take it to the map for anybody who's, you know, just
Oh my God, he said so you were watching watching live autistic porn in the mall.
But I was just like, am I seeing what I thought I saw? I'm like, by the time I get back, they'll have their clothes on.
Oh my God, bro.
And I'm like, hopefully I'll get to see their faces. That's all. And I was like, I'll be doggone. Nobody's gonna
believe
this.
How did you know they were autistic, man? How did you know?
I don't want to say autistic, or I don't know technically, because I didn't ask, but I did know. I'm probably in so much trouble for this.
Just fucking.
I'm in so much trouble for this. Don't ask me questions if you don't want to answer.
What the fuck? stuck, man.
You're like, are you serious? Like, I don't know. God, like, I didn't, bro. And I didn't ask, man. But I knew by sight that there was I knew by sight that there were developmental things going on. It wasn't, and I knew it wasn't Down syndrome or anything like that.
Oh,
you know,
my God, bro.
And I'm not that versed in those areas. So,
and like,
I'm just, I'm completely, completely speaking. Okay, I'm speaking completely out of ignorance, but I knew there were developmental things going on. Is all I meant. That's probably what I should have said in the first place.
Only on the Bobby Dollar Show would you get freaking demonetized. Telling a story about people that he don't legitimately know is autistic having sex in the mall.
That's not even the craziest
thing. This gotta be my first playlist episode. What the fuck?
We set the bars high around here. We set the bars high.
Speaking of high,
you good?
Man, I'm smoking. I got to, bro, because I can't get these autistic kids out of my goddamn head.
They were adults. They were adults.
But even the adults, you would assume, are children sometimes. And this is not me being an asshole. I swear I'm not. But there has been times when I've thought that I've met autistic children, but they were actually adults. And I would say, yeah, little bro, this, that, I'm not that young. And I'm like, I'm sorry, man. I ain't mean that. You know, like, I don't know no better. Like, I don't deal with autistic people on a regular basis, so I don't know. But at the same time, man, God damn it, DeMond, you know what? Let me find some other. Okay, so.
You asked. Whose fault's that? Whose fault really? Is it really? It's mine, but you asked.
Oh, my God. Okay.
You don't open the door. Okay, I gave you no reason to think, oh, he won't say anything absolutely insane.
My God, bro. That is just absolutely fucking insane. You are right. Okay, so tell me this then. Say you and the lovely lady that just walked out the room out of that Papa Baby out. All right. Your doctor walks in and says, DeMond, these are your list of names and you have to choose one. And they're all the main characters to Game of Thrones. What are you naming your child?
Game of Thrones? Damn.
Are they going to be Arya, Rob, what's the dragon queen name? I can't remember her name.
Daenerys.
Like, what's going to name your child? Is it going to be a boy or a girl? Is it gonna be a boy or a girl?
Okay, I have two, so right. And I have one of each. So okay. So are we talking about what are we? We're talking about the first one or the second one?
We talking about both of them now. You shouldn't even say that shit. We talking about both of them now. You got one boy, one girl. So I need to know: are they Starks? Are they what the fuck am I doing?
It's all nasty. But actually, who's the little one with the sword?
That was Arya.
Boy, that's probably my girl, although she is very, she's turning more into, like, in those circumstances, my daughter would either be the older, react like the older sister. I can't remember her name.
Her name was Sansa, the redhead one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Either her or Arya. And, you know, depending on circumstances, I'm just going to picture my daughter being a badass because she's cool.
Okay.
So she would be Arya. My son is a good kid. He really is a sweet, sweet boy. He's a pain in the tail. And when we don't agree, it is ugly up in here. He's three.
I got you.
But he is a good kid. He's an active services kid. He wants to help. One of his things right now is if you ask him to do anything for you, like to help you with something, he is on it. Most kids, you know, his age aren't like that. Okay. And it's really cool. So
stop. Okay. So you said your daughter gonna be Arya, right?
Yeah.
All right, we finna narrow this down. I'm glad I caught you before you said the son. We finna stop this Game of Thrones. The daughter's Arya from Game of Thrones, but you got two options.
Okay.
Two options for your son, okay? And they're both from The Walking Dead, either Henry or Carl. Which one is he going to be?
I have no idea who any of those people are.
See, there you go, bro. You got to watch. Okay, so I just tell you like this then. Before I even tell you who they are or what they did, I still want you to choose. By name, would you say Henry or Carl?
Though they both sound terrible.
Carl, like Carl, man, like C-A-R-L, Carl.
Which one? Either one of them black?
Nope. No. The only little black kid died. He died with his dad.
Of course he does. Of course he does.
But his mama ate him, bro. His mama bit him and turned him into a walker.
This is why we have black speculative fiction. This is why. Stuff like that.
I love it. That's what I'm saying.
Steam funk, cyber funk. I'm telling you. Diesel funk. Okay. All kind of funk funk.
All right. Come on. You got to
bring the funk.
These the only
we two want names. The funk.
Only two names, bro. Only two names. You got to choose.
So what are the names again? Carl and what?
Carl or Henry?
And Teddy?
No.
What?
Teddy.
Carl and Teddy. Who?
Carl
Henry.
Carl. Henry. Yep. Henry. Just pick
Carl
one.
Or Henry. Just, I guess I'm one. Gonna. I'm gonna go with Henry. I'll go with.
Oh,
Henry.
You picked the wrong one, bro. Henry was a horrible ass little kid, man. He was doing all the wrong shit, trying to find out who killed his brother and all that kind of stuff. And he grew up, start liking the wrong little girl. And long story short, he wound up getting his head cut off and stuck on a spike.
That's isn't there any in between there? Did he? Is there anything that made him likable?
Now, Carl
was the girl. Was the girl like? Was the girl at least into him?
Well, nah, because by the end, her name was Lydia, and by the end, she wound up staying with the crew, but she was messing with somebody else because he got his head cut off and put on a stake. But
I'm talking about before that, before the staking, before the when he had a head, was she into him?
A little bit. They was both locked up in the little jail area, and every time they came to torture her, he'd try to back the people down and keep them from hurting her and all that. But they wasn't gonna really hurt her. They just wanted some information out of her ass about our mama. You know what I'm saying? But that's long story short. Henry was the wrong one. Carl is the son of the lead character, Rick. And Carl was badass. Carl knew how to shoot by the age of 8. He was, like killing walkers. He was taking trips into the town, finding insulin and helping people. And he was pulling people into the camp. Like he was like behind his daddy and the little, his fake mom, Michonne, Carl was the one. He had a tragic death at the end, though, in season 8. He got bit by one of the dead people and wound up having to, you know, get killed so he wouldn't turn into one of them. But Carl was the one, bro. He lost his eye. They shot him in the eye. He still lived. He lost his eye, man. Dude, hey, Carl was badass, bro, for real, man.
That sounds terrible.
Pulling straps on cats like, man, I will blow your brains. And then, look, peep game. They at one point, bro, he hid in the back of a truck, right? And the truck had all the stuff that the little crew that they was fighting against had took from their town. So when they get to their area where they was going, they opened the back of the truck up to get the stuff out. Carl pop out with a motherfucking chopper. He got an AK just ta 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 ta.
Dang. Well, man.
Hey, killed I changed about my six answer. He killed changed about my answer. Six people, bro. He killed about six of them. It was cold, man. You got to watch The Walking Dead, bro.
It's Carl cool. And Arya.
Hey, but both of them badass, though. You got two badass. Hey, they'll save your life. You hear me?
Well, I don't know about all that.
Hey, that's what's up, man. That's what's up. So, all right, man. This is going to be the last question, man. On the Bobby Dollar Show, bro, I am known for a question. It's my fame question. It's the last question that I ask to every single person that blesses me with the interview.
Oh.
It don't matter, you know, how you feel about the question. Just let it out, bro, no matter emotional or whatever. So the question that I have to ask you, man, which is the last question for the show today, for me and my listeners, tell us a short story about a time in your life, an experience, a person, a quote, TV show, book, anything, okay, that made you who you are today.
That made me who I am. I don't know if there's really a specific instance. I've got a dozen stories that all end in yuck yucks. But one, okay, this is one story that really sticks out that was just one of those weirds. weird, not synergy, serendipity. It was one of those serendipitous moments. It was really odd. So, my parents, okay, so I'm in Jeffersonville now, Jeffersonville, Indiana, across the river from Louisville, Kentucky. They still need to arrest Breonna Taylor's murders.
Yeah.
Beyonce's still alive, I hope. So I went from my family moved to Memphis after I went to college. I went to College North. They went to Memphis South. Okay. After I graduated, I moved down there, and then I worked for Electronics Boutique, which we talked about, I believe, before the show started, which became GameStop. So I was slanging video games, and I hated Memphis. I was in the mall of Memphis. I was not happy. I was having a hard time adjusting, and I got moved to Louisiana, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and things got worse. I just hated being there. I was exhausted. I was there for, I think I'd been there 6 months. It was my first Christmas. It was just awful. I hated my job at this point, like hated it. Then my car broke down. So I was walking to work every day in the summer, and the heat in Louisiana is no joke. The humidity, I would be at my door and be like, okay, psych myself up, ready to go to work.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, here we go. And I'd open my apartment door, and as soon as I walk outside, the humidity is waiting for me. It's like, how you doing? What the five fingers say to the face? Wow. And I'm like just drenched in sweat, right? Yeah. And I would end up walking a couple miles to work. So, and I walked the same path every day. Yeah, I mean, it was a straight shot right down the same street.
Yeah.
So one day, this guy pulls over. It's like, hey, do you need a ride? A little white dude. I'm like, I wasn't as nervous as I would be now.
Right now, yeah.
But I was like, what the hell? So he's like, and so we just start talking. He's like, so where, how you doing? Where are you from? You know, kind of explain everything. And we're just kind of chatting and stuff. No, I mean, and I was just not in a good place.
Right.
And, but you know, we were friendly, blah, 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 blah. So he stops the car as we get to the mall, and he turns and looks at me. He says, Damon, you're going to be okay, and God loves you. And I'm like, well, all right then. And so I get in the, go in the thing, and, you know, and it was, you know, I had to let that sit, because, you know, I've had a few experiences where not necessarily strangers, but friends like out of nowhere will, you know, tell me that they love me because maybe I need to hear it, I guess.
Yeah.
And so like once I was opening up and everything, I'm like, and I just felt like once it landed, you know, I like I said, you know, neuro issues. Once it landed, I was like, wow, you know, when you open yourself to love and you really receive it, there are a few things like it. And it was one of those moments.
That's what's up.
You know, I just felt like chest was all out. Like just, I felt taller, you know, 5'5". And,
I'm like, what the fuck?
I'm 5'4" in real. I'm 5'4". That's why I said that.
Oh, okay. I got you.
So I'm trying to keep you on your toes, man. So it was really cool. I'm in the mall. I'm standing at the front of the store or whatever, right around lunchtime or whatever, and I see a gentleman with the same outfit on. He had this, man, I really messed the story up, but he had this like I forget what kind of he had this particular type of hat on. If I can remember what kind it is, I'll let you know. Okay. But he had a specific hat, and it's not something that you see all the time, right? So I saw a white-haired gentleman with the same black hat, you know, outfit walked by, and I was going to go out and tell him, you rush. I was like, dude, you know, and forget the ride. That was completely unnecessary. I'd have made it, but like, I needed that. And thank you. Cause he had said, you know, I drive by here every day. I can't believe I never saw you.
Oh, wow.
You know, I was like, so you walk here every day? I'm like, yeah, I walk here every day. Just about every day. He's like, I can't believe I've driven here every day and I've never seen you. Wow. I was like, that's surprising. I'm like, yeah. So I thought that was cool. And I was like, you know, yeah. Thank you. For, you know, that was, I was going to run up to him. So I come out of the store and before I get to him, I look and it's not the same guy.
Oh, wow. That's what's up.
So I tell people all the time, like not too long after that, not too long after that, I ran to my friend, Christopher Smith. Probably have to delete that out. ran to my friend who he's one of the aforementioned high school friends that I mentioned earlier. Yeah. And we, if anybody's old enough to remember ICQ, we were on that.
Yeah. Oh wow. Damn.
Yeah, that's how long ago it was.
Yeah.
And he was like, you know, we had messaged back and forth for a little bit because we hadn't seen each other in years.
Yeah.
And he could even tell through just typing. And he's like, dude, just come home. You can stay on my couch. Because I was living with my soon to be first now ex-wife. I was living with her in Louisiana, and he's like, dude, just come home, you can save up money to bring the wife up, and you can stay on the couch, whatever. Right. And his home happened to be a mile from a wrestling school run by a guy's tag team partner that I met in Memphis who coached football with my dad.
Wow.
So like I get back to Jeff, I call him. I was like, Hey Ken, I'm thinking about getting wrestling. Cause at this point I had had my break. I was done. Yeah. And so I was like, hey Ken, you know, I'm looking to get into wrestling. What, you know, he's like, where are you at? And it's like, I'm in Jeffersonville, Indiana, blah, blah, blah. He goes, really? Like my old partner has a school there. It wasn't a mile from the house. I went down there, paid my money, went to OVW, that's a whole slew of stories that can be told another day. But yeah, man, I retell that thing. I'm every year at some point during the year, I will call Christopher and thank him for asking me to come home. Cause I probably would have been dead.
Yeah.
Wow. Like I tell him all the time, like, dude, you saved my life. That's not even fun. That's not even a joke. Either that, I'd have just been this brain dead zombie person working BS jobs, being very unhappy. So, and then the other person, and then the other thing is, I swear, like I've never saw that guy before. I walked that way every day for months before and after that incident. Never saw the characters. Yep. Never saw the guy. Never even saw him again, even in the mall. Never saw him again. So I tell people all the time that was my guardian angel.
Yeah, man. God speak through people, bro, all the time. That's what's up, man. That was nice, man. That was an inspirational story, man, because it'd be hard out here, man, and for people to take that kind of moment of their life just to help give you a moment of clarity, hey, man. It's love out here, bro. Real talk. All right. So, it's been real, man. I like it, man. Hey, Damon, go ahead and tell my listeners, man, how they can find you, where they can catch you on your social media, man, all your platforms.
This is really easy. I am Damon Does, DemondDoes, all one word, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And the show is Damon Does the Six Questions, and I'm on all the platforms as far as I know. So
that's what's up. Hey man, it's been real.
Like, share, subscribe.
It's been a fun ride. It's been real. It's been something, man. Hey, because Damon had me laughing. Normally I make my guests laugh. He had me laughing today, man. I can only appreciate the moment, and I thank you again for showing up and showing out today, Damon. Hey man, y'all be safe out here. You hear me? Wash your hands, wear your mask, man. Take care of your business, man.
Yes, please.
It's been the Bobby Dollar Show.
Go and try your luck. Test me in again, we let it rain. Please don't start us up. Got that black and white, that yin and yang. Mr. Officer, please don't search us, we don't got it.